Buongiorno e benvenuti a Give Me the Boot. Io sono Linda Bull. Questa è un'ora di musica italiana e poi un'altra mezz'ora di musica dal resto del mondo. Qui siamo su CITR 101.9 FM qui a Vancouver. Spero che diventi una bella giornata, perché se no, non so, magari tornerò in Australia. Non vedo l'ora, non vedevo l'ora per l'estate. E poi stamattina, dopo due giorni di sole, ho visto che faceva freddo ancora una volta e non sono contenta. Comunque, speriamo bene.
Welcome everybody to Give Them the Boot. I'm Linda Bull here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to be here till 9:30 playing a bunch of Italian music and then music from other parts of the world towards the end of the show from 9 to 9:30. And as usual, we started off there with Filippo Gambetta, his little cute tune about a snail called La Lumaca Equilibrista from his album On Felme Pria Goeia. From a number of years ago, apparently Filippo is in the studio as we speak, working on his third solo album. Really excited about hearing that. Anything by Filippo is bound to be good. He's a stellar musician. He's a wonderful melodeon player. Apart from that, he just writes great tunes and is a bundle of energy, wonderful personality. And another person with a wonderful personality happens to be his dad, Beppe. And I have just recently had the chance, you know, to meet him when he was here earlier this year doing a show at The Rogue. And He landed me a few CDs of his that I didn't have, and from one of them called Blu di Genova from a few years ago, I'm going to play this next track, which is actually two tunes running into one another, Nova Gelosia followed by Serenata.
Nesta costa nova gelosia, tutta lucente le centrelle d'ore, tu me nascunne nella pelle mia, lasciame l'alde se no amore. Nascunne nella bella mia, lasciame la vedere, se no me muore. Embriaca a luz do mundo,
in the violet cup ardente. È una chida balutundu, vale tutto sta gente. Imbriacato questo mondo. Da esuchelu dai ti fa caso un'idea si su mondo ermacco a peru mere manna mere mea noi si chiamos a sonare. Zamba ne contento, non lo lese imbazzare, mere me accostumamento. Noi sentimo già suonare.
Cantami di questo tempo l'astio e il malcontento di chi è sottovento e non vuol sentir l'odore di questo motore che ci porta avanti quasi tutti quanti maschi, femmine, cantanti su un tappeto di contanti nel cielo blu.
Figlio della mia famiglia sei la meraviglia, già matura ancora pura come la verdura di papà.
Figlio bello e audace, bronzo di Versace, figlio sempre più capace di giocare in borsa, di stuprare in corsa. E tu moglie dalle larghe maglie, dalle molte voglie, esperta di anticaglie, scatole d'argento ti regalerò. Ottocento, novecento, 1500 scatole d'argento, fine 700 ti regalerò.
Quanti pezzi di ricambio, quante meraviglie, quanti articoli di scambio, quante belle figlie da sposare, e quante belle valvole, pistoni, fegati e polmoni, quante belle vie a rotolare, e quante belle figlie nel mare.
Figlio, figlio, povero figlio, eri bello, bianco e vermiglio, quale intruglio ti ha perduto nel naviglio? Figlio, figlio, unico sbaglio, annegato come un coniglio, per ferirmi, pugnalarmi nell'orgoglio. Amen, amen. Che ti trattavo come un figlio, povero me, domani andrà meglio. Eine kleine Pinzimonie, wunder matrimonio, krauten under Berlin, und Patellen under Sellen, Fischen Zanzibar. Und ein Iger traffen früher vor Schlafen unter Wochen mit der Walze und die Alka-Selzer für die Mentika.
Quanti pezzi di ricambio, quante meraviglie, quanti articoli di scambio, quante belle figlie da giocar, e quante belle valvole, pistoni, fegati e polmoni, quante belle via rotola, e quante belle figlie.
Very eclectic song there from Fabrizio De André, who is probably one of the most famous contemporary singer-songwriters from Italy. He was born in 1940 in Genova and died prematurely in January 1999, so almost 10 years ago. And Fabrizio De André put out many, many albums. That one was from Le Nuvole, The Clouds, and it was a very funny little song called Ottocento, 800. Or 1800, depending on how you want to translate that. with everything from yodeling to that little singular piano line there and the chorus in the background and Fabrizio's voice, which is just unlike anyone you've ever heard before. If you're not familiar with Fabrizio De André's music, please go and check out viadelcampo.com. It's a tribute to Fabrizio De André. Before Fabrizio, we heard another singer-songwriter, this time one from Sardinia, from the island out in the Mediterranean there underneath Corsica. It's one of my favourite parts of Italy. It's a very unusual place. It's not very Italian in many ways. It does have its own regional government, and it is sort of quite separate in many ways. It has its own language. It's not just a dialect of Italian. Many dialects, actually, of Sardinian. And we heard from Piero Marras, who is a singer-songwriter. I imagine he's probably in his 50s. Originally, I think he was born in Nuoro, but really sort of grew up in Sassari and Cagliari. And he has a MySpace page that you can check out some of his music. And I did play a nice little track of his there called Mere Manna. And that was from an album of his called Best, B apostrophe Est, which is pretty funny, a little play on words there. Starting off that set with Blue di Genova, the album featuring Nova Gelosia and Serenata from Mr. Beppe Gambetta, also from Genoa. It's a bit of a Genoa-Sardinian link there. In fact, Fabrizio De André also had a link to Sardinia. He spent a lot of time there, was actually kidnapped, he and his wife, in the 70s in Sardinia. Pretty interesting life that guy led. Allora, spero che tutti voi stiate bene oggi, che è il 17 giugno. Siamo alle 8:22 del mattino qui su CITR 101.9 FM. La trasmissione si chiama Give 'em the Boot. Io sono Linda Bull e ogni martedì mattina dalle 8 alle 9:30 io vi faccio sentire della musica italiana e anche per l'ultima mezz'ora un po' di musica dal resto del mondo. E andiamo avanti con... che cosa vi faccio sentire? Magari un'altra sarda. Elena Ledda è un'altra cantante molto famosa nel mondo della musica della Sardegna ed ha un disco del 2004 che si chiama Amargura. Sentiamo la stessa canzone.
Pintado Gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will, so why not gain it ethically? Sprouts, the student-run not-for-profit grocery store, is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
That is from Riccardo Tesi and Claudio Carboni's album Crinali, which is out on Felme from a couple of years ago. Riccardo Tesi is the wonderful melodeon player, former teacher of Filippo Gambetta, one of the former teachers. He's from Pistoia in sort of central northern Italy. He has a number of new albums out, actually, including one solo one called The Diatonic Accordion from last year. And I believe he has an even newer one out too. He's just prolific. Hopefully we can get him back here to Vancouver. He did play here a few years ago at the Italian Cultural Centre, helped along by the Istituto Italiano di Cultura. Speaking of Italian cultural things, Italian Week 2008 is coming up from Sunday, June 22nd, which is this Sunday, through Saturday, June 28th. And it's going to be a lot of stuff going on at the Italian Cultural Centre in East Van. For those of you who don't know where that is, I will give you the address, in fact. What's happening? Italian Week, there's going to be opening day on June 22nd on Sunday, Market Day, which is going to feature live music and entertainment all day, including an outdoor stage. And there's going to be lots of Italian food things, market vendors, a bocce tournament, soccer, Friends of Ferrari race for kids, face painting, music, dancing, lots of good things. So Monday through Friday will feature free of charge in the ballroom at the Italian Cultural Centre a whole bunch of Italian cultural performances, including Monday night on June 23rd at 7:30, a trio of Italian choirs and special guests with the Italian Choir of BC, the Trevignano Veneto Folk Group, the Italian Men's Choir, and the award-winning AVC Melody Choir. On Tuesday, June 24th at 7:30, OK Napolitan, a tribute to Renato Carosone by Figli di un Re Minore, featuring artists from Italy and lots of famous songs like Ma la femmina, tu vuoi far l'americano. And this is going to be sponsored by the Consulate General of Italy in collaboration with the Istituto Italiano di Cultura. Complimentary refreshments served following the performance. Wednesday night, evening of Italian poetry, music and theatre with the Eduardo De Filippo Theatre Group. And Thursday night, an evening of classical music with the Vancouver Italian Folk Chorus and guest soloists. Friday, the Voice of the Night singing competition. And then finishing up on Saturday, June 28th, dinner at 7 o'clock, the end of the week, is going to be an impressive multi-regional, multi-course banquet and dance featuring Italian specialties and live music. Tickets are $45 and selling out fast, apparently. So you can get information on 604-430-3337, or you can email info@italianculturalcentre.ca. Or just follow the links, italianculturalcentre.ca. You can check out all of the great stuff that's happening in Italian Week at the Italian Cultural Centre. And I'm going to give you the address of the Italian Cultural Centre as soon as I find it. So there's always lots of stuff going on there. They have Italian language classes as well, if you're interested in such a thing. And there's also, generally... you can do things like go and play bingo there, or they have bocce courts. There's a whole bunch of library resources available if you wanted to get movies and books out. So they are located at 3075 Slocan Street, Vancouver, 604-430-3337. And the lovely, friendly people down there will, I'm sure, give you lots of information. They also have a monthly cinema event, which I'm not sure if there's anything going on right now, because obviously there's all this special stuff to do with Italian Week, but it's something that you can find out by checking their website, italianculturalcentre.ca. Speaking of Italians and Canada, the next artist I'm going to play is one of the few people who I can say is a Canadian artist I can play on an Italian music show, Rita Chiarelli, or Rita Chiarelli as people might know her. She's a blues artist from back east, and she is in fact of Italian descent, and she put out a couple an album last year called Cuore, the Italian Sessions, and it's a whole compilation of covers that she did of famous Italian songs, things that she remembers from her childhood, and others. And I'm going to play Roma Forestiera for you and remind you that Rita Chiarelli will be coming to the St. James Hall, presented by the Rogue Folk Club, on October 17th. It's a Friday night, October 17th. All the information about Rogue Folk events are on their website, roguefolk.bc.ca. So here's Rita Chiarelli, Roma Forestiera.
One, two, three. Che belli tempi quando veluto se sentiva ancora il suono di un pianino, accordi di chitarra e mandolino, e Nina s'affacciava dal balcone, era un motivo semplice che riscaldava l'anima di Roma nostra piena di bontà. Nannare, perché ti sei innamorata di sta musica americana? Ma perché te sei scordata che sei romana, i stornelli non canti più. Forte, forte in carrozzella, balla la tarantella, nannare non vieni più. Ecco i fiori e la roccetta, le spighe e la rughetta, nannare non ci sei più. C'era una volta tutto quel che c'era. Forestiera. A chi la famo mai sta serenata? Vecchia chitarra mia de sto cuore e lacrime di sto popolo d'onore ed armonia e favola passata ora la dedicanterò tutte canzoni a ritmo e Nina o la chiamano Nelly, nannare, perché ti sei innamorata di sta musica americana, ma perché ti sei scordata che sei romana e i stornelli non canti più. Forte, forte in carrozzella, balla la tarantella, nannare non vieni più. Ecco fiori la ruggetta, le spighe la rughetta, nannare non ci sei più. C'era una volta tutto quel che c'era. Povera Roma nostra forestiera. Thank you.
fare le ferme moira, silenzio e storia ben sogna, voce che ha mar cantato a noi, mirar sarà lì, raccontami la nuova vita, il son perder d'una città, d'un passar lontano che non sta rimasto, d'una via lontana che non sta.
Tanto numerose sono le persone straniere, sia in città sia lungo la costa, con navi piccole e grandi che giungono piene di mercanzie, che tutti i giorni, mattino e sera, le strade sono molto affollate.
Salam, 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 salam porto dal deserto, sai, dal lontano mare, dal profondo blu. Abissi di parole, musiche, Afrika, sento e tu, come figlio esci da me, si te, giusto in face all'amour. Mia splendente Fatima, sorella d'Ume, respiro. Usaci de Romani, de guerra finia, de pane e de vin. Si baciano parole, musiche, ritmiche dentro me. Caliente los de Dios, la dolce pace de Zena su.
Yes, salam, salam alecumia. Yes, salam.
The very interesting sounding Roberta Aloisio featuring percussion by Marco Fadda, and that was a track called Ya Salam. And yeah, I really like the sound of that. It's got a great groove to it. Marco Fadda was born in Genoa, late 60s, and has played with many, many great musicians, and he's featured on a lot of people's albums. Sounds like he's probably from a Sardinian stock with a name like Fadda. It's a little bit of a Sardinian theme happening today. Before I played Roberta Aloisio, was Piccola Banda Icona, which is Stefano Soletti's reincarnation of a group that he put together a couple of years ago for another album. And this one is called Marea Cusarea, and that was a track called Opsada. And that's a very world-influenced sound as well. Starting off that set with Rita Chiarelli from her album Cuore, Roma Forestiera. And just a reminder that Rita will be playing at the Rogue Folk Club October 17th if you're interested in checking a great artist out. She's a great blues singer, but she also does that Italian, traditional Italian folk songs too. All right, this is Given the Boot, a few minutes to nine. I'm going to play one more Italian track, and then I'm going to head off in another direction towards Scandinavia. I have a brand new album from the Ale Mola band called Jeff Gell, and also some music from Haugaden Hoyrup, Elika Frisell, and a few others, Vesson included. What was I going to do? I was going to play, oh, that's right, I'm going to play a track by a wonderful group from Emilia-Romagna, Bevano Est, and these guys also feature accordion prominently, and they're very theatrical type of music. Their album Ludla features this track called Tsa da Pip.
We're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com. Or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
Mm. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. This is Give 'Em the Boot. It's a show that's all about Italian folk music from 8 till 9, and then from 9 to 9.30, I'm playing whatever else I like to listen to in world music. I've been featuring a lot of Scandinavian music lately, and I'm continuing on that theme today. Ale Mola, fantastic Swedish musician, multi-instrumentalist, has a new album with his band called, excitedly, the Ale Mola Band. The album is called Jeff Gel, and I'm going to play a trio of pieces under the title Tokola. The first one called Tokola, which was written by one of the musicians, including arranged by Mola, and it says the old ones say, slowly, slowly, the steadily dripping water hollows out the solid rock. Nothing stands still, everything changes. Slowly, slowly. Followed by a traditional Greek tune arranged by Mola called Matia San Keta Dikasu, a Greek fishing song that Ale learned on the island of Paros. And then a little instrumental called Tok Halingen. Some great musicians in this album. Ale Mola himself on mandola, flutes, and many other instruments. Maria Stellas, a Swedish-born Greek singer on lead vocals and zills. Mama Dusene, West African lead vocals. Magnus Stinobom used to play with a group called Harv. He's also playing here with fiddles, mandolin, guitar. Sebastian Dubé on double bass from Quebec. And Rafael Sidahuiza from Chihuahua in Mexico. A great multi-talented multinational group. So Ale Mola's new band called Ale Mola Band, Jeff Gel album, is just been out since the end of last year, and this is called Tokola.
Matias, anche da Dio. Thank you. but they can't feel a fuller. But they can't feel a fuller and tell you, Bemba, they can't feel a fuller. Mandu Masa. But they can't feel a fuller. But they can't feel a fuller. But they can't feel a fuller. For call me, they can't feel a fuller. Farafina Masa. They can feel a fall and tell you them back. They can feel a fall, Mandi Masa. Yeah, Konkoba. Alan in Konkoba, le Konkoba. Ah, Konkoba. Alan in Konkoba, le Konkoba.
from the album Trek Tak Tak Taki Saba from Elika and Solo. That's Elika Frisell and Solo Sissoko. A track called Konkoba. And that's a wonderful mix of Swedish and Senegalese, which sort of led on from Alain Moller's band with the track Tokola. Jeff Gel is the new album from Alain Moller. And in between there, a lovely track by Magnus Stinnerbom, who plays in Alain Moller's band. He's also well known for playing with the fantastic Swedish fiddle group called Half. And a track from an album En Högardsagen, and the track was called Ingrid. A really beautiful track. It is 25 past nine almost. I have just over 5 minutes left here on Give 'em the Boot. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned, though, because Third Time's the Charm is coming up, hosted by Bryce Dunn at 9:30. And I'm just going to be hanging out for a few more minutes here, play a few more tracks for you. Hope it's nice and sunny when I get outside, because I've been in here since 8 and it didn't look so good when I came in. There is amazing... I don't know if you guys can hear that, but there's an amazing chorus happening just over the hallway in the ballroom here at UBC. I was wondering what that sound was, and it's a choir singing. All right, then. To continue with a little bit of Scandinavian music, one of my favorite Danish groups, Haugarden Højrup, from a compilation CD called Danish Folk and Roots. I'm going to play a trio of tunes. Haugarden Højrup were just at the Folklife Festival down in Seattle. I got to see them play a little stage there on the lawn, and they were great as ever. They have such a wonderful interplay of fiddle and guitar. So I'm going to play a track by them, follow that up maybe with a bit of Karen Tweed and Timo Alakotila from an album called May Monday, a little bit more Swedish music with a tinge of English happening in there. Thank you.